where local and regional musicians come to play. The Homegrown Rocker.
And again, you are tuned to the Homegrown Rocker and our 4th of July local music live in concert special. Again, I'm the Professor Jim Price, live concert tracks from the area music scene, including the one you're about to hear. We've been playing a lot of State College stuff this evening. That just seems to be the way it's happening tonight. But Velveeta, favorites from the State College area. And back on July 4th of 2020 during COVID-19, Velveeta was playing at the People's Natural Gas Field in Altoona. It was a special 4th of July concert event. Velveeta and also Chris Woodward and Shindigan playing that day. But here is Velveeta live at that event with a Dexys Midnight Runners 1980s hit cover, Come On Eileen, Velveeta style, on the Homegrown Rocker local music live and concert special.
Come on down to here.
time for local music. Flashback on the Homegrown Rocker.
Exactly sure what tip you decided to let your hair go, spend big bucks to cop your wardrobe. Somehow you know there's much more to the trip. What is him? Tell me if you're thinking of what is him? If you're really him, passing me as a soul, you're only him too. Maybe him with an hip. What is it?
Thank you.
Thank you.
A little T.O.P. for you.
The Homegrown Rocker, a local music live and concert special. And, of course, every week on the Homegrown Rocker, we dig into the archive and pull out a piece of music from a past band or artist of the area music scene. And, again, from State College this time, our local music flashback, the band Funkenstein, and their version of a song called What Is Hip, which was created by the Tower of Power. That performed live at the Saloon in State College on September 1st, 1998. And that lineup, including Dwayne Schimmel on trumpet, Brian Sikora on trumpet, Jim Noyes on baritone sax, Tom Gallagher on alto and tenor sax, Bob Scholl on tenor sax, Randy Rutherford on guitar, also Dan Armstrong on tenor sax, Renee Witski on bass, Doug Bernstein on lead sax, Jack Wilkinson on drums, Greg Bloy on sax, and Ted McCloskey on guitar. And I don't think all of that lineup was on the song you just heard, but they definitely had a lot of saxophone players. But again, Funkenstein, their version of What Is Hip from 1998, our local music flashback on our 4th of July local music live and concert special. Before that, we heard from Velveeta, also from State College, their version of Come On Eileen, the Dexys Midnight Runners hit. And that was performed live at People's Natural Gas Field in Altoona on July 4th, 2020. And by the way, Velveeta will be visiting Jurgle's Rhythm Grill in Warrendale, north of Pittsburgh. Date for that is July 17th. Well, we have a new live concert track, although it was performed probably a few years ago. Emily's Toy Box. Now, Emily's Toy Box, back in October, they were marking their 30th anniversary as a band. They released their double CD set called It's Okay to Swear. And the first CD of It's Okay to Swear, new original songs, all studio tracks. And then the second part of that was an all-live album. I believe the performance was from the Philadelphia area, as I recall. But this is a live version of Emily's Toy Box with I'm the Bomb as we continue the 4th of July local music live and concert special edition of the Homegrown Rocker.
To see what could be wrong with me. He took a look inside and said that there ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm the bomb.
Local and regional bands and artists. The Homegrown Rocker.
Your final gaze went to my very soul, saying, with all your being, you must strive with strength and purpose and with all your thought to gain that high degree of stoic pride to which, although a beast, I have aspired, weeping or praying, all this is in vain. Shoulder your long and energetic task the way that destiny sees to fit to ask, then suffer and so die without complaint.
Wise men say only wolves rush in. When I was in charm school, I dipped my hand into the dish too cheaply one too many times, and they did take me aside. I got no faith.
The Homegrown Rocker and the 4th of July local music live and concert special from the Pittsburgh area, the band Nowhere Wolves, and a song called Attitude Adjustment. And that was performed live at the Poetry Lounge in Pittsburgh back in 2024. And Nowhere Wolves, for their debut album, they released a self-titled live six-song album, and that song was one of those six songs. The Nowhere Wolves will be playing at the Helltown Tap Room in Pittsburgh's Strip District. That will be coming up on August 14th. And we heard Emily's Toy Box back there with I'm the Bomb live performance. And that, again, from the CD It's Okay to Swear, the two-CD set that Emily's Toy Box put out last October. Emily's Toy Box will be in Ohio next weekend playing a triple shot of shows at the same venue. And their next local show, coming up August 8th, they will be at Bluegill's Bar and Grill in Alexandria, Huntingdon County. Up next, let's return to the Altoona area for the band Take the Hit. A little bit of hard-hitting live punk rock for you at this point. This was performed live at McGarvey's in Altoona on February 27th, 2024. Take the Hit with Smell the Glove on the Homegrown Rocker 4th of July local music in concert special.
This song is called Smell the Glove.
False liars always fall. False liars.
The Homegrown Rocker, putting the wraps on the 2026 4th of July Local Music Live and Concert Special with Altoona's Take the Hit and the song Smell the Glove, performed live at McGarvey's in Altoona back on February 27th of 2024. I'm the Professor Jim Price. Thank you for listening in to the Homegrown Rocker this week and our 4th of July special. Hope you enjoyed all the live concert tracks we played from the area and regional music scene. And as always, if you liked any of the bands and artists you heard over the past 2 hours, make a point of checking them out on the live stages when they visit your favorite live venue. Yeah, get behind supporting these bands live in concert, obviously. And also, make sure you're checking out their websites, their social media pages, and if possible, buying their music, too, or other merchandise they might have to offer. A lot of bands have downloads that you can purchase from their websites. They might have CDs. A number of bands do vinyl, too. So, yeah, purchasing any of that stuff helps out the area music scene. It helps to encourage and keep these musicians making music for us. And so your support does make a big difference. So please make sure you're doing that. I want to wish, since I haven't done it yet on the show, wish everybody a very happy 4th of July weekend. I hope it has gone well for you. I hope nobody blew their fingers off while playing with firecrackers. Hopefully you all got through it without injury. Again, happy 4th of July. Happy America 250 as well to the USA. And the Homegrown Rocker is brought to you by Rail City Culture Company, Central PA's source for mobile events and media that inspire, entertain, and unite. Also, Dead Mike Comedy, bringing the best stand-up comedy to Altoona every month and taking local comics national with hard-hitting shows, great crowds, and the funniest comics around at Dead Mike Comedy. We kill it. Also by Rail City Trivia, presenting trivia night events throughout Central PA. Come play and show us what you know. And visit Rail City Trivia's Facebook page to find out about upcoming trivia events. And the program brought to you by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine. Pick up a print copy of the new July issue at your favorite music venue or music store in the area. Or check out the digital issue online at pamusician.net.
You've been listening to The Homegrown Rocker. Bands and musicians interested in having music aired on the program are welcome to submit their broadcast quality recordings. Send CD recordings to The Homegrown Rocker, 2513 6th Avenue, Altoona, PA 16602. Or drop them off at The Homegrown Rocker business offices during normal hours. And email digital music files to homegrownrocker@gmail.com. The Homegrown Rocker.
The Homegrown Rocker is brought to you by Rail City Culture Company, Dead Mike Comedy, and Rail City Trivia.